perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Do we have any dental floss left?
Oh, no, cousin. I tied the last bit around my finger to remind me to buy dental floss.
Oh, great. Just when I could really use the confidence a good flossing gives me.
Hey, cousin, I didn't know we were dressing for breakfast.
I gotta get to the paper early. I've got a lot of work to do, and Mr. Burns is taking me to lunch today.
Mmm, cousin! That's wonderful. It ain't every day your boss take you to lunch.
It isn't any day. He's never done it. This could be the most important lunch of my life.
Mm.
All right. I got my lucky tie, my lucky socks, my lucky pen. My lucky pen. Falky, have you seen my lucky pen?
Many times, cousin. But I look at it again if you want.
There it is. What's it doing here?
Oh, Popo, I forgot. I use it to write a letter to Mama. Cousin, did you know that if you shake the fountain pen so that a big glob of ink come on the paper, and then you stick the tip of your pen in the glob, it will suck the ink right back up inside itself? I'll show you.
Falky, you want to write a letter to your Mama? Here are pens. Use any of them you like. Do not use my lucky pen.
Well, excuse me for being a good son.
My keys. Where are my keys?
Are you talking about your regular keys or your lucky keys?
Balky, I've lost my car keys.
No, you haven't. I know where they are.
You do? Where?
I gave them to Jennifer.
You gave my car keys to Jennifer?
Well, of course I did. Don't be ridiculous. Your car wouldn't start without them. Jennifer had to go to the airport and her car wouldn't work, so I gave her your car.
You loaned my car to Jennifer? My car?
Yes. She was very grateful. She gave me a hug. A big one.
I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe you're doing this to me.
Cousin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I have a stinking feeling. Are you angry with me?
Yes. Yes, I am angry. Because of you, I can't floss. I wasted precious time looking for my lucky pen, and now I have to take the bus, which leaves in 5 minutes.
Wait a minute, cousin. Please don't go. I'm sorry I almost ruined your day, but don't go. We have to talk about it.
Balky, I need to get to work. I don't want to talk to you.
But, cousin, I could get dressed, and we could talk about it on the way to work, or we could talk about it when we get to work, or we could talk about it on a little coffee break, or...
You could pick a time.
Hello, Mrs. Van Wieser. Having a nice day?
As a matter of fact, I'm not.
You know something? I'm not either. Of course, if Larry got up this morning, with a look on his face, that would have curdled your hair.
Please, spare me the details of your petty little life. There were 20 messages from Mrs. Porterfield on my desk. Didn't you mail my RSVP to her daughter's wedding?
Well, of course I did.
Thank goodness. We wouldn't want the most important society editor in town to miss it.
Well, of course we wouldn't. Don't be ridiculous. Who's that?
Me, you cretin!
Oh, Bobo, I'm not a cretin, I'm a mebiot. But you're often mistaken for cretins because there is a certain similarity in the bone structure and the long tapering face and the somewhat lugubrious nose and I...
Who cares as long as you mailed the RSVP?
Well, I did. And I also included that little note of yours.
What little note?
You know, the one you clip to the outside of the envelope that says, I wouldn't miss this marriage for the world. It must have cost the old bag a bundle to marry off her daughter. Remind me to send a sympathy card to the groom. Now you find a cretin who can remember that.
You sent that note to Mrs. Porterfield?
Yes, and you don't have to thank me now. It's just part of my job, just part of my job.
That was a note to my secretary.
Oh, well, that's where you made your mistake. When you want to send something to your secretary, you use an inter-office envelope. And that way you save 22 cents.
You're going to pay for this.
Well, okay, but just this once. Next time you buy your own stamps.
Thank you, Harry.
Cousin, cousin, can we talk now? Cousin. Cousin, please stand still and talk to me.
Falky, I am having a bad day. I got pushed off the bus at the wrong stop, my lucky pen leaked, and I'm late getting my article up to the city desk.
Cousin, I know you never thought about your lunch today, but listen, on me, boss, we have a saying. And I'm going to skip right to the English, because I know you're in a hurry. When you have an argument with a friend, you got to stop right now and talk about it. Otherwise, your anger will grow and fester inside of you until you explode like a cat on a hot tin roof. So, talk when you get back. I'll be right here.
Well, if they let me pack a gun, crooks would think twice about robbing this joint.
If they let you pack a gun, I'd think twice about working in this joint.
Hi, Fabian. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Valky. Keep an eye on this for me, would you? I'm going to lunch.
Can I wear it?
That's a big 10-4, good buddy.
Well, of course it is. Don't be ridiculous. Is that a yes or a no?
It's a yes. But be careful of that nightstick. You might put someone's eye out.
Cousin?
What's his problem?
I am. Cousin Larry's very angry with me.
Oh, I know all about that kind of thing. My husband has two moods, angry and angrier.
But Harriet, he won't even talk to me. He won't even stand still long enough to talk to me.
Well, you know what I do when my husband behaves like Larry? I make him get in the car and I drive until he decides to talk about it.
Does it work?
Keeps my marriage together. And we've seen all 50 states.
You know, I would love to take a car ride with Cousin Larry, but we don't have a car. And I think that's part of the reason he's mad at me.
Well, listen, honey. If you want things to be right between you two, you just got to make him sit down and talk to you no matter what it takes. If you're in such a big hurry, why don't you take the window? I'll see you later, baby.
Thank you. Mm. Cousin,
Are you sure you...
Alki, leave me alone. Those are handcuffs. What are you doing?
They don't come off until you talk to me.
Alki, take these cuffs off.
Not until you talk to me.
Open these cuffs!
Not until you're not angry with me anymore.
Alki, if you don't take these... All right. I'm not angry anymore. I'm over it, see? I'm smiling, I'm happy. Everything's back to normal. Now, why don't you take these cuffs off?
Why don't you give me a little credit?
Give me the key.
Talk first, key second.
Where's the key?
Oh! Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Would you stop it? Okay, look what you...
All right, Balky. What do you want from me?
Because then I want to be friends again. I want you to tell me what it is I did wrong, where it is I went wrong.
Look! You don't loan a person's car without asking their permission.
But cousin, on meeples, if somebody want to borrow your ox card, you lend them your ox card.
Balky, if we were talking about an ox card, I wouldn't care. But we're talking about my car. I love my car.
Cousin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I never, never do it again without asking your permission.
Well, that's all I ask.
Are we friends again?
Yes, yes. We're friends. Sorry I got so upset. It's just that I am so nervous about this lunch.
I know, I know.
Can we take these off?
Oh, okay.
Hamilton?
Yes, sir.
Will you excuse us, Bartokomus? Appleton, Appleton.
Excuse us, Balky.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm taking you to lunch.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was, sir.
Well, I didn't want to tell you before because, quite frankly, you're a little high-strung.
You know, I've noticed that myself because there are times when I just think this man is just going to... I beg your pardon, I couldn't help overhearing, but I'll be right over here in case anybody needs me.
The other day, Mr. Wainwright asked me which of my reporters showed the most potential. And in a very weak moment, I mentioned your name.
You told the publisher that?
Yes, he wants to meet you, so he's joining us for lunch. Be at the restaurant at 1:00.
I'm meeting the publisher? Mr. Bainwright? I mean, Mr. Wainwright. I hope I get his name right. All right, listen to me.
Appleton, your battery.
Yes, sir.
Please, don't do that at lunch.
Balky, did you hear that? I'm having lunch with the publisher.
Well, of course, I heard that I was standing right here.
Balky, take these off.
Okay.
Hurry.
Okay.
All right, here, let me do it.
Cousin, I know how to do it.
I can do it quicker.
Cousin, here. I know how to do it.
The key broke.
And now you've done it.
Hello, I am Marcel, your maitre d'.
I'm Larry Appleton. I'm with the Burns Party.
I'll check on your table. Perhaps you would like to look at a menu?
Thank you. Balky, we're in luck. Mr. Burns and Mr. Wainwright aren't here yet. We'll sit at tables that are next to each other. And if we keep our hands out of sight, no one will know we're handcuffed.
Ah, Mr. Burns?
No, this isn't Mr. Burns.
This way, sir. I'll be with you in a moment.
We're not together, but we'd like to sit near each other.
We get lonely easily.
Of course. Here are two tables. Are they close enough?
Yes, this is fine. I think things are going well, don't you?
Well, yes, I do. Except that I have no feeling in my thumb.
Oh, Appleton, you got here early. Good. RT, this is Larry Appleton.
How do you do? Harry's been telling me a lot about you.
Oh, well,
Harry, could we sit at another table? I always eat in the no-smoking section. It's healthier.
Ordinarily, I'd agree. But while I was waiting for you, I had a chance to study the air currents wafting through the room. And I noticed that the smoke is being blown directly into the no-smoking area. So that while it may seem that the no-smoking section is healthier than the smoking section, the truth is
Appleton,
that...
you're babbling.
Yes, sir. Why don't we sit at another table?
First time in a restaurant, Appleton. Bring yourself together.
You know, I think you handled that rather well.
Thank you. All right, I'll sit there. You sit there. Come on.
There's somebody sitting at that table.
Make friends. Sorry about that air current thing. It's just that I'm so nervous about meeting the publisher of the Publer. The publisher of the Publer. The publisher of the paper. It's getting warm in here.
Appleton, will you for God's sake sit down?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh, Mrs. Van Wissel.
Young man, are you being paid to destroy me? If you aren't out of here in 10 seconds, I am calling the police.
Excuse me for just one moment.
So, Larry, tell me, when did you decide to become a newspaper man?
Well, an interesting story. I started out as a photographer.
What?
Coulson, I got to talk to you.
Belky, not now.
Appleton, what are you doing?
I dropped a contact lens.
Oh. Coulson, I'm sitting with Mrs. Van Wissel, and she has made it very clear that she wants to dine alone. Coulson, I got to get out of here.
Belky, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Sorry, I just thought that... I'll be right back.
What are you doing? Coulson, if I don't get out of here right now, Mrs. Van Wissel will call the police.
Belky, if I don't go back to that table, I'm going to lose my job.
Leaving so soon?
No. I was just looking for a chair for my friend. Oh, here's one. Come on, just follow my lead.
Hi.
Hi? Appleton, what in the hell are you doing?
Small world. I thought I saw my cousin Balky, and well, sure enough, I did.
Big deal, you work together.
Yes, but he is such an interesting man that if he's gone for more than a minute, your life gets boring. Mr. Wainwright, Balky Bertokamus.
A pleasure.
Balky's from Mipos, an ambidextrous island. But where are our manners? Belky, won't you join us?
Oh, I couldn't possibly.
Oh, please.
Oh, no, absolutely out of the question.
Oh, you must.
It's simply out of the question.
I insist.
Well, just this once.
Just where is Mipos, Mr. Bartokomos?
Well, it's in the southeastern Mediterranean.
That's funny. I thought I knew all the islands in the Mediterranean. I was a war correspondent there.
Well, Mipos is very small. During the war, it was used for target practice.
Would you like some food of your own, Bartokomos?
Oh, no. Thank you, fine. Go for it. Fine.
Well, we enjoy doing things together. Did I mention that we're cousins?
Were your parents cousins, too?
Ha 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 ha!
there something wrong with your left hand, young man? I notice you don't use it at all.
No, no, I like to save it for emergencies.
Emergencies?
Yes.
Of course.
But enough about me. Why don't we just enjoy this delicious lunch? More bread, Mr. Wainwright?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Appleton, you better have a good explanation for this.
Explanation? Oh, you do divey. You divey boo. You bet I do. This could happen to anyone. It happened to me. It happened to him. Happened to the both of us. Ever happened to you?
Cousin, you're babbling.
Nip fiddle stip net.
So, what could I do? I finished the Churchill interview with my finger stuck in his brandy bottle. Well, it's a great pleasure to meet you, boys. You were right, Harry. He's a little high-strung, but he's got potential.
Appleton, I hope you realize you're very lucky.
Yes, sir.
We're lucky Mr. Wainwright has a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. We're lucky we didn't have to go to the men's room.
Good point.
I got to say something. None of this would have happened
if I
had...
I know exactly what you're going to say.
None of this would have happened...
I know. You're going to say that none of this would have happened if I had talked to you when I was angry. I was wrong. And I'm sorry.
Oh, cousin. That's very nice. That isn't actually what I was going to say. What I was going to say is... None of this would have happened if I had just been patient and waited for you to find the time to talk to me. I was just trying to follow my Meposian proverb.
Well, Balky, nobody enjoys a good Meposian proverb more than I do. But life is a little more complicated in America. You might have to adjust your proverbs.
Well, I guess I could use some fine-tuning. You know... On Meepos, when we say we have to talk right now, it's not so much a problem because there's really nothing else to do.
How was your lunch? What happened? You two guys look like Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier. Well, actually, you both look like Tony Curtis.
It's a long story. Have you seen Jimmy? Maybe he's got another key to these things.
Oh, sure I have. He went to the hospital. His wife is having a baby.
Oh!